WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the presidential election is long over, but, you know, there's been some talk about the way Ohio's electoral votes are counted. The Secretary of State's had some suggestions. What changes was he suggesting?
Well, obviously, we know that Barack Obama won all 18 electoral votes in Ohio because he won the popular vote. Now, there was a conference right after the election. It was a bipartisan conference to analyze the election. And John Husted, the Secretary of State, had raised the idea of, rather than a winner-take-all in a presidential election, that electoral votes be awarded by congressional district. So if you win the popular vote in a congressional district, you get that one electoral vote. And then the two extra electoral votes that every state has would go to the popular vote winners statewide. Now, the liberal blogs and the Democrats went nuts when they heard about this. They said, no, this is wrong. And Husted came back out last week and said, wait a minute, I wasn't suggesting this. I was just raising that as a possibility. I'm not advocating it. But there are two states that do that, Nebraska and Maine. The other 48 are winner-take-all, but Nebraska and Maine apportion their electoral votes.
Now, what would have happened this time around if that would have been in place?
Well, it's interesting because Mitt Romney would have taken the lion's share of the electoral votes. He would have, in Ohio, won 12 congressional districts, so he would have gotten those 12 electoral votes. Barack Obama would have gotten 4 from congressional districts, plus the 2 extra ones, because Barack Obama, because he won in these large urban areas, would have gotten the other 2, and it would have been 12-6 in favor of Romney instead of 18-0 in favor of Barack Obama.
But with redistricting and all the arguments over how that's done, that would sort of set you up for that same situation, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, and it would make it, you know, it would be very good for Republicans at this point, you know, because they do control most of the congressional districts in Ohio. It would be a good system for them, and they could probably, in presidential elections, win most of the electoral votes.
Moving on to Well, actually, it's not even moving on, if you think about it, because the election, while we all think of it as over, really isn't. The Board of Elections still have some work to do, and this week they're counting provisional ballots.
Yes, they're counting the provisional ballots. I think the count's about done now. And tomorrow they have to certify the official results and send them to the Secretary of State's office, as do all the other 87 counties in Ohio. I don't think that the provisional ballots, even though there were 15,000 of them or so that were counted, are going to make that much of a difference in any of the races. The race in Cincinnati for the issue 4, 4-year terms for council, was fairly close, about 2,000. But I don't think it's going to change because these provisional ballots tend to be from Democratic areas, and the Democrats had vote yes on issue 4 on their sample ballot.
So do you you say you don't anticipate any major changes there, but it's interesting, if people read your column yesterday at WVXU.org, you did mention there were 81 people in Hamilton County who voted twice.
That's right.
How'd that happen?
Well, that's a good question, and that's what the board has to investigate. 81 people managed to vote twice. 63 of them had sent in absentee ballots by mail and then showed up at polling places and voted provisionally. Another 18 of them went to polling places where they were registered, cast a regular ballot, and then went somewhere else and cast a provisional ballot. Those are kind of difficult. I mean, you can find an explanation for the 63 in some cases. Maybe people forgot that they mailed it in. Maybe they weren't sure that it actually got there, and they were just trying to make sure that their vote counted. But the board has to investigate every one of them, and if they find intent to commit fraud, then they will refer them to the prosecutor's office.
So what is the law in that respect? I mean, it's a crime to do that?
It's a crime. It's a fourth-degree felony. And, you can theoretically go to jail. You cannot vote twice in an election, period.
Now, does this happen every election? Is it usually this many?
Well, no. I mean, I can remember isolated cases of it. I can't remember any time where there were as many as 81 in an election. And so this is fairly unusual. And the good news, I guess, is that the system at the Board of Elections was able to catch this. And now they have to investigate each and every one of those 81 and make sure that there was no intent to commit fraud.
Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at this time. You can read his column and blog at WVXU.org.